Shawnee Mission School Board was the first to catch the ACLU's eye. The civil liberties group asked the board to drop a policy barring the public from complaining about specific employees, the superintendent, or board members at its meetings. But it's not just Shawnee Mission. The Wichita and Topeka school boards and others impose similar limits on what people can say in public comment periods. Doug Bonney, a lawyer with the ACLU of Kansas, says the practice will likely end up in court sooner or later.
You don't have to have a public comment period. But once you open it up, then you have to abide by the First Amendment.
The Kansas Association of School Boards says districts want to curb targeted complaints to protect employee privacy, and that based on existing case law, they have a responsibility to do so. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.